This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, I have specific requests.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Chelsea Troyer.
So look, I have specific requests to explain here. The crew was not happy with me to just kind of leave this on a cliffhanger. Chelsea Clinton puts out a tweet, and you know, honestly, I kind of feel bad for Chelsea Clinton, but this is a message to Chelsea Clinton. I'm sorry. I thought that you were the daughter of Webb Hubble and Hillary Clinton. But it's clear to me now, after putting this picture out, you put this picture out on Twitter. It's clear to me now, Chelsea, that I was wrong. You're not the daughter of Hillary Clinton and Webb Hubble. You're actually the daughter of Bill Clinton and Webb Hubble. You know, you could do, and people have done this, and it's kind of funny. I mean, you know, do your eyes deceive you type of thing? But there's so many, let's just say, children out of wedlock. Chelsea Clinton is one example. There's other famous examples. I mean, hey, I don't know. I've never done the DNA test on Chelsea Clinton, but boy, that'd be interesting. You'd think she might want to know. Or maybe, you know, one of the other famous ones is that Khloe Kardashian is the daughter of O.J. Simpson. I mean, and you look at Khloe, and she's clearly different than the rest of the Kardashians. I mean, she's built like O.J. Simpson, you know, a football player. And then you look at O.J. Simpson's kids and compare them to Khloe, and you're like, that's pretty much the exact same person. But, you know, I don't do the DNA test, but those are just some examples. But why? Why do we have people lying about who their kids are? Well, they want you to think that they're all on the up and up. But you wonder how many kids old Billy Boy had that weren't Hillary's. He ignores Danny Williams, but that's because of Hillary's racism. But anyway, Chelsea Clinton, I apologize. You're clearly not the daughter of Hillary Clinton and Webb Hubble. You're actually born out of Webb Hubble and the daughter of Bill Clinton from Webb Hubble. So actually, congratulations. You might actually be the first woman born of two men. Okay. Let's just do a news blitz, and then Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Apple face recognition blamed by New York teen for false arrest. Oh, the Apple face recognition, not as good as they thought. They said it was impossible to hack it. That's not true. It turns out it's pretty much easily hackable if you have a similar face. So, but it doesn't matter. They got to roll this out. It's all about security, and then they're just going to sell all the facial recognition data to big government. Google's spin-off drone delivery business, first to get FAA approval. I wonder how Alphabet's offshoot of a drone delivery business got the first FAA approval. Corporate privilege. Coming to store shelves, cameras that guessed your age and sex. That should be fun. A nice AI robot to tell you what to buy. Oh, I just can't wait to go to the store and the AI bot tells me how old I am and probably tells me what health I'm in, too. Probably tells me I need a vaccine. Oh, hi, Mr. Troyer. You need a vaccine. Oh, yes, AI. Please save me. Facebook's new chief lawyer helped write the Patriot Act. Oh, I'm sure Jennifer Newsted's experience and knowledge of the Patriot Act had nothing to do with her being employed at Facebook now. Jack Dorsey admits Twitter's like button should have never existed. Yeah, because here's the thing. Conservatives are actually coming up right now, conservative content makers and conservative commentators and stuff. The left has nothing to offer, and Twitter is basically one of the platforms where this is happening, and it happens because people like it. They build other people up. Other people can find them. Twitter doesn't want this to happen. Twitter is sick of seeing all these successful conservatives. Twitter is sick of seeing people like Paul Joseph Watson dominate Twitter, so they want to get rid of the like button and everything. So, Paul, you know, you're too successful on Twitter. You're too good. You get too many likes. So we're just going to remove the like button, okay? So from now on, when you put out a video that gets 50,000 likes and it goes viral, we're just going to shut that down, Paul. Okay, Paul? Are you okay with that? Can we shut that down?
Sounds good to me, Owen.
Thank you, Paul. All right, so Paul is too successful on Twitter, so we're going to have to shut down Paul's likes. So we're going to get rid of the like button because it's an advantageous for conservatives. So Paul Joseph Watson takes over on the other side.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you know, as I just obsessed, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on this April 23rd, 2019 edition. Obviously, today, the BBC is reporting, as of 4 hours ago, Donald Trump's state visit to the UK set for the 3rd of June. Of course, this was promised by Prime Minister Theresa May, who, for some godforsaken reason, is still the Prime Minister of the UK, back when Trump was elected in 2016, but no date was set. Trump did visit the UK on a working visit in July 2018. That's when they had the big temper tantrum, you remember, with the Trump baby balloon, which was dwarfed by the Sadiq Khan baby balloon. So they had their big protest, their big temper tantrum back last summer. But now it's been announced that Donald Trump will make a 3-day state visit to the UK from 3rd to 5th of June. Buckingham Palace has announced the President, First Lady Melania Trump will be guest of the Queen and attend a ceremony in Portsmouth to mark 75 years since the D-Day landings. How dare they? The Labour Party in the United Kingdom, which is the equivalent of the Democrats, the leftists, are not happy. And now you have some of the same people who literally want ISIS jihadists to return to the UK, but they don't want the leader of the free world and our number one ally to enter the country. Literally, it's got to that level. Headline up on Infowars.com. Labour MP who said ISIS bride should come back, in her own words, to UK wants to ban President Trump from state visit. This is left-wing Labour MP Rupert Hook, who said that ISIS bride Shemima Begum should come back to the UK. And she's now calling for President Donald Trump to be banned from entering the country on a state visit because of, you guessed it, racism. So she gave an interview back in February to a radio station, this left-wing Labour MP, and said that Shemima Begum should have her citizenship returned to her, and she should be allowed to come back to the UK. Who was Shemima Begum? Oh, she was the poor 16-year-old girl who was groomed and radicalized and was made to go to Syria to fight alongside ISIS. No. No, that's not what happened. She was literally an enforcer alongside ISIS jihadists in Syria. She pointed automatic weapons at women in Syria for, quote, wearing brightly colored shoes. This is the ISIS bride, Shemima Begum. She literally sewed explosives into suicide vests to make sure that they would detonate if the suicide vest was taken off. This is the poor baby who was groomed and radicalized. It's totally not her fault. No, she was enthusiastic about joining ISIS. And then she came back a few months ago to the UK media with this big sob story, and they all believed it. It later came out that, in fact, she said during those very interviews, she was not fazed by seeing decapitated heads in trash cans because the victims were enemies of Islam. So maybe they deserved it. So this is the woman, Shemima Begum, that this Labour MP wants to see returned to the UK. And she said in this interview that she's had trial by media and that she's really not that much of a bad person. Come on, who hasn't seen a bit decapitated head in a trash can and thought, well, they probably deserved it. Let them back in. So Shemima Begum's currently going through an appeal process with legal aid, and she's put out this sob story, and the left has rallied behind her. She's allowed back in. Returning ISIS jihadists are allowed back in to reintegrate. But Donald Trump, the president of the United States of America, no. He can't come in. So they've put out this parliamentary notion, which is backed by this Labour MP, Rupa Hooke. I'm going to read it now. This is why Donald Trump shouldn't be allowed to enter the UK on a state visit, according to them. It says, this House deplores the record of US President Donald Trump, including his misogynism, which isn't even a word. The word is misogyny. They can't even get the word right. Racism and xenophobia. Condemns his previous comments on women, refugees and torture. Again, providing no actual examples. Condemns his lack of action on climate change and failure to support the Paris climate change deal. So because he doesn't believe in the fairy tale of man-made global warming, he shouldn't be allowed to come in on a state visit. If he'd fled to Syria and literally joined ISIS, then maybe they'd give him a fairer hearing. It continues. The motion condemns his sharing of online content related to a far-right extremist organization in the UK. That was the infamous retweets of Britain First. Okay, so sewing explosives into a suicide vest for ISIS jihadists, that's fine. Retweeting Britain First, no, you're not coming in. That's extremist behavior. Retweeting a right-wing group on the internet, that's extremist. Seeing decapitated heads in bins and not being fazed by it, that's fine. Pointing machine guns at women for wearing brightly coloured clothing and shoes, that's fine. But you retweet Britain First, you're not coming in. The motion continues. They condemn his comments about the Mayor of London. Oh, he was mean to Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, therefore he can't come in. Notes, previous motions and debates in the House of Parliament, including on the withholding of the honour of a joint address to the Houses of Parliament, further notes the historical significance and honour that comes with the choice to offer a full state visit to an individual, and calls on Prime Minister and the government to rescind the offer of a full state visit to President Trump. So maybe if Trump had just joined ISIS and literally created suicide explosive vests like the ones used in Sri Lanka to kill nearly 300 people, they wouldn't have a problem with that. But because he's, quote, racist, with no examples provided, because he's, quote, misogynist, or what was the word they used that they made up? Misogynism, not even a word. That's bad. That's extremist, because he made an offhand comment about they let you grab them by the pussy 14 years ago. That's extremist. That means he can't come into the country. And listen to what she also said, this Labour MP. Hook, she said, Trump's visit would not be conducive to good race relations in the country. So they're literally saying some brown people might be offended, so the President of the United States and the UK's number one ally shouldn't be allowed into the country. Of course, the vast majority of people who are offended by this are idiot middle-class leftists. The same kind of leftists who are out on the streets with this ridiculous Extinction Rebellion, telling us how to live our lives, telling us not to use plastic straws, telling us not to use cars, while they literally fly off on their skiing holidays paid for by daddy on a bi-monthly basis. Who was it? Emma Thompson, literally flying 5,000 miles from LA to London to join a climate protest. Absolutely absurd. So you literally have a bunch of Labour MPs who have advocated returning ISIS jihadists to come back to the UK. They've advocated the return of Shemima Begum, who was part of this Hizba enforcement group, which handed out brutal punishments to those found flouting ISIS laws on how to dress and behave. That's not extremist. Literally creating suicide explosive vests, that's not extremist. Seeing decapitated heads in trash cans and saying, well, they were enemies of Islam, who gives a damn anyway, That's not extremist. But Donald Trump said they let you grab them by the pussy 14 years ago and retweeted Britain first. That's extremist. And it doesn't matter if literally we're begging for a trade deal with America, because Theresa May has been so cowardly in her dealings with the EU with Brexit. That doesn't matter. The fact that he's our number one ally and America's been our number one ally for decades and decades and generations, that doesn't matter. No, he shouldn't be allowed into the country. Absolutely absurd. It's kind of a cliche now to say that, you know, they hate their own country. What else could you say but they hate their own country when they literally give more sympathy to individuals who have joined the most notorious, bloodthirsty terrorist group on the planet, the terrorist group which has just claimed responsibility for killing 290 people, many of them Christians, injuring 500 or more in Sri Lanka. Those people can come back into the UK. Donald Trump can go and sling his hook. Because racism and misogyny and xenophobia, absolutely clown world, absurd, ludicrous. We'll be back in the next segment to get into it more. And other news, this is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at InfoWars.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with breaking news up on Infowars.com and, of course, Summit.news, which I know today from looking at the Alexa site rankings now has more traffic and is higher in the Alexa site rankings than Right Wing Watch, which is basically like 15 years old at this point. George Soros funding. Summit.news has been going for about 3 weeks. More traffic. That's just a little footnote that I'd like to install there in the broadcast. Headline up on Summit.news and Infowars.com. Sri Lanka attacks were response to New Zealand mosque massacre. This was in an address to the nation's parliament, where Sri Lanka's defense minister said that the Islamic terror attacks on luxury hotels and churches, which killed nearly 300 people and injured hundreds more, were a response to the New Zealand mosque shooting. He said investigations reveal this attack was carried out in response to the Christchurch mosque massacre in New Zealand on Muslims. There was a security lapse leading to this devastation in Sri Lanka. Of course, the Christchurch mosque massacre was carried out by a single nutjob, lunatic, white supremacist. How that then necessitates a response, which basically involves people walking into luxury hotels where mostly Sri Lankan people are eating their breakfast and blowing them to pieces, doesn't really connect. But then again, what does? So they're saying it was a response to that. But then the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, who likes to walk around in a hijab, said that she's not yet seen any intelligence reports linking Sri Lanka attacks and Christchurch mosque massacre. So New Zealand is basically saying they don't have any information about this. But then Reuters reports ISIS claims Sri Lanka blasts as government says probe making progress. Islamic State claimed responsibility on Tuesday for the bomb attacks in Sri Lanka that killed 321 people. That figure's gone up, evidently. It was 290 before. More officials believe was retaliation for assaults on mosques in New Zealand. The claim issued through the group's AMAQ news agency was made after Sri Lanka said two domestic Islamist groups with suspected links to foreign militants were suspected to have been behind the attacks at three churches and four hotels. So basically, ISIS claims responsibility for a lot of stuff. Not everything, but they do claim responsibility for the vast majority of major terror attacks. And now the Sri Lankan government is saying that it is ISIS. The New Zealand government is saying that it's not. But beside all that, what is most important about the aftermath of the horrific attack in Sri Lanka carried out by Muslim extremists is not the threat posed by Islamic terrorism. It's how the far right reacted to it. Obviously, that's the biggest threat, isn't it? Media worries about right-wing anger and violence against Muslims following Islamic terror attack in Sri Lanka. Following the slaughter of nearly 300 people, now more than 300 people, many of them Christians, by Islamic terrorists in Sri Lanka, the mainstream media is worried about right-wing anger and violence against Muslims. So you had a Washington Post story yesterday entitled Christianity Under Attack, Sri Lanka Church Bombing Stoke, Far-right anger in the West. So again, being angry about something, being angry about 300 plus people being slaughtered in cold blood by Islamic terrorists, that must mean you're far-right. The article downplays the notion of Christianity being under attack as merely a theme the right-wing activists. Yeah, it's really a theme, isn't it, when, what is it, 105 Christian churches are attacked every single month. What is it, 345 Christians are killed as a result of their faith every single month. Oh, no, but it's just a theme for right-wing activists. And their anger is what we should really be concerned about. Another article published by UK outlet LBC cites an analyst who worries that the Sri Lanka massacre may lead to further violence against Muslims. This has become par for the course. After every single Islamic terror attack, the media either victim blames or runs defense for Islam. And you'll know that after every single Islamic terror attack, there's no concern about, oh, what about the after every white supremacist attack, I mean, oh, what about the safety of white people? No, they just blame all white people. The alternative that Islam has an implicit problem with violence because of what is written in the Quran and needs to be reformed is too difficult to stomach. Next time a right-wing lunatic shoots up a mosque, is the media going to publish stories hand-wringing with concern about the threat to white people or conservatives? Don't hold your breath. So again, we see this theme after every single major event, not even a terrorist attack. In fact, Peter J. Hassan tweeted this yesterday. White supremacist massacres Muslims in New Zealand. Let's talk about the far right. Notre Dame burns. Let's talk about the far right. Jihadists massacre Christians in Sri Lanka. Let's talk about the far right. That's your theme. Is the mainstream media being completely besotted and obsessed with how the right or the far right reacts to each one of these incidents, not asking serious questions about why these atrocities are happening in the first place? And we have another example of that here. BBC frets over nervous and afraid Muslims following Islamic terror attacks in Sri Lanka. Following attacks by Islamic terrorists that killed hundreds of people in Sri Lanka, BBC News expressed concern for, quote, nervous and afraid Muslims. This was in their live coverage of the aftermath of the bombings, which primarily targeted Catholic Christians. And they made a point of highlighting how Sri Lankan Muslims are left nervous and afraid. Who's going to be more nervous and afraid in Sri Lanka after they literally just killed 321 people and injured 500 plus more after suicide bombers walked into Catholic churches and blew themselves up? After they're still finding, what was it, 80 other pipe bombs in a bus station after they tried to remote control detonate another bomb that was parked in that van that we saw in the video yesterday, which blew up. Who's going to be more nervous and afraid right now in Sri Lanka? I think it's going to be Christians, isn't it? Given that they're a minority, they're about 10% of the population. They're going to be nervous and afraid. How about we focus on... Oh, sorry, you can't call them Christians anymore. Sorry. Easter worshippers. Don't use the C word. It's politically incorrect to call them Christians. They're Easter worshippers. Surely we should be worried about Easter worshippers being nervous and afraid. As we highlighted yesterday, instead of focusing on the perpetrators, some media outlets chose to make the issue about the reaction of the far right. Given that nearly 800 people, many of them Catholics, have just been killed or injured by Muslim extremists, is anyone concerned about, again, that's the C word, I can't say it, Easter worshippers? David Vance made another good point, talking about the state visit of Trump, which, as I talked about in the previous segment, left-wing Labour MPs are now trying to get cancelled. The same left-wing Labour MPs that openly roll out the red carpet for returning ISIS jihadists. One of the reasons they cited wanting to ban Donald Trump's state visit was that he was mean to the London Mayor Sadiq Khan. Boo-hoo, poor baby, hurt his fifis. David Vance tweets this. When 50 Muslims were murdered at the mosque in New Zealand, London Mayor Sadiq Khan instantly ordered extra policing to protect mosques in London. After 300 Christians are murdered in Sri Lanka, what additional policing resources has he made available to protect London's churches? And again, the Prime Minister of New Zealand donned a hijab. You know, the call to prayer rung out in major cities. Who's going to wear Christian crucifixes? Who's going to protect Christians in the aftermath of this?
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. and then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm the sun, I'm the air.
And we are back in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before we go back into the news, I want to tell you about some of the great products that we have available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Obviously, we got the Turbo Force, which is one of my favourites. Be careful though, it's best to take half a sachet of that when you first try it out, because it really is absolutely powerful in terms of giving you cognitive focus and waking you up without that junky feeling that you get from a lot of other energy drinks. We've also got Brain Force Plus available right now. This is another one of my favorites. Available right now for just $29.95 as part of this deal at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a free bowl of Knockout when you buy Brain Force Plus at 25% off. So you get 25% off your Brain Force and you get a bottle of Knockout, which is our great sleep aid, completely free. That's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, go and read the thousands of five-star reviews. I mean, just to give you an example, Brain Force Plus has 6,052 independent certified third-party reviews. It's got a 4.6 rating out of 5. Go and read what other people have said about it and get that deal right now. 25% off Brain Force Plus, and you get a free bottle of the Sleep Aid Knockout with every purchase of that. You can also get Bodies, which is the anti-inflammatory support, whole body support, nutritional supplement. That's available at a discount of $10 right now. You can get the InfoWars Life Protein Bar, again, at discount. And obviously, we have the clothing, the T-shirts, are available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's get back into some of this news. I don't want to turn it into the Islam hour, but, I mean, there's a lot of news about Islam. Breitbart reports Germany 24 injured after confused Somali storms Easter mass while shouting, pelting stones. This is a common occurrence in Germany and Sweden right now. More than 20 people were injured at a church in Germany after mass panic ensued when a mentally confused Somali, stormed into an Easter service shouting and throwing stones. 24 people were treated for injuries, including 4 hospitalized with minor injuries, after the 36-year-old suspect burst into St. Paul's Church in Munich at 9:30 p.m. Saturday, about an hour into the Easter Vigil of its Croatian Catholic community. Local media said there was chaos when many of the approximately 500 people at the service were caught in a stampede to the church's exit, with eyewitnesses recalling their terror as the intruder reportedly shouted and pelted stones. Remember, in Europe, we've had invasions of churches on a regular basis. France just had 875 churches targeted or burned in 2018 because you had the beheading of the priest in a church in Normandy back in, I think it was 2016 or 2017. Now you had this incident. Jozo Dramak, who attended the vigil with his wife and son, said he was still scared after the night's events, reporting that churchgoers became panicked when someone screaming in Arabic shouted, Allah, Allah. Now you would understand what they would probably think was going to happen next, given that that is the refrain, or versions of it, shouted before almost every single terrorist attack. Marko Vidovic, a teacher from Lame, talks about the incident on Saturday night. He said, I heard someone screaming loudly, the church was full of visitors. People have thrown themselves anxiously on the ground. Others had run and stumbled. Children screamed. So basically 24 people were treated for injuries. He was throwing fireworks. He was throwing stones. He was shouting. He was screaming. He was chanting, Allah, Allah. You can understand why the people were scared. That happened on Saturday night in Germany. Of course, we had the burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral on Monday, which was just an accident. But they're still trying to claim, still, that the notion that Muslims celebrated the Notre Dame Cathedral burning, even though it was all over Facebook, literally every other comment, if you went on France 24 Arabic's Facebook page, or if you went on Al Jazeera's Facebook page, was people celebrating this fire, welcoming it with glee. I documented that in my video. BuzzFeed completely lied and claimed that, oh, we didn't know what they were reacting to, when there was literally a live feed video of Notre Dame burning in the background. Yes, we do know what they were reacting to. It was the Notre Dame fire. So eventually they had to backpedal and say, oh, but emoticons, smiley-faced emoticons, don't mean anything. Really? So if you went on 4chan during the New Zealand Christchurch massacre and had a bunch of people on 4chan celebrating that attack, which also happened, oh, well, that didn't mean anything. Yes, it does. It's an absolute disgrace. There you see the list of people reacting to that live video feed with smiley faces. A lot of Muslim names in there. It's just a fact. A lot of them react with glee and in a celebratory fashion after every single event like this. It's a fact. You can't get away from it. It's a problem. Yet they're still denying it. This is a headline out of Sputnik. Guardian jumps on claims Sputnik edited Notre Dame fire photo despite disproof. So the Guardian put out this series of Instagram stories where they've got a woman stood in front of the text. Muslims celebrated the destruction of Notre Dame with a big sign saying fake with a poopy face on it. Oh, because she stood there with a sign, that must mean it's fake, right? No, you can still go to the Facebook pages, Al Jazeera, France 24 Arabic, translate the comments, read them directly celebrating the attack. I read out literally 24 in that video about BuzzFeed I made last week. But now they've done it again. They're claiming that this photo, which you can see at the top of this article in Sputnik, was doctored, was fake. It shows two individuals of, it looks like, Arabic descent, smiling as they go past a police cordon with Notre Dame burning in the background. They claim that this is a fake image because something on one of the cheeks of one of these guys doesn't look right, and it shows, quote, obvious editing if you zoom into the picture. So with no evidence that this was faked whatsoever, they claim that this was a hoax. So what Sputnik did, and this is where they talk about it, Sputnik France commented on the grievous allegations and the website's chief editor, Natalia Novikova, calling for responsibility in journalism. The outlet has also put the original photo. So Sputnik got this original photo, which they took and included in their live coverage of the Notre Dame fire, where the metadata indicating when and how the pictures were made can be accessed after downloading the image. And they've got a link to it, which you can click. So they've got the actual metadata within this high-quality image where you can go to the source, and it was their photograph. So the media ran with this, and I think BuzzFeed tried to claim that this was fake as well. Now the Guardian, still over a week later, is still claiming that this photograph of these two individuals, who other people have claimed shows them celebrating, or at least pleased, or at least smiling about the fire in the background, was fake. It's not fake. They've literally released the original photo with the metadata that anyone can go and check. And the Guardian, BuzzFeed are still putting out articles saying that this was a fake photo. By the way, this is not the only photo of a similar nature. I included another one in my video. It's not fake. Just like the comments on France 24, Arabic and Al Jazeera were not fake. They were real comments by real people celebrating the Notre Dame fire. So we've got this entire narrative, Muslims celebrating the destruction of Notre Dame was fake. It wasn't fake. They literally put a yellow sticker on this BuzzFeed tweet with my claim, that they were celebrating the fire. And they put a yellow sticker on it and said, fake. Oh, that must mean it's fake then. No, you're fake. You put out a fake news story because you were completely proven wrong on this issue. And now the Guardian has fallen for the exact same trick. And they're going to be left with egg on their face, which is why they're going bust, just like BuzzFeed going out of business because they lie to their audience.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back, and before we get into a few final news stories, I want to tell you about the new special we have at InfoWarsStore.com, which is the product for all your liberal friends, the InfoWars Total Cook Cleanse Pack, at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Too many liberals live their lives lacking in the power necessary to stand up to the new world order and fight for the truth. That's why we're giving you an easy product to cleanse them of their cook ways. This is InfoWars Total Cook Cleanse Pack, and is built to help your liberal friends reach their alpha male peak to help fight for the truth. So it contains super male vitality and alpha male, these can't-miss products from InfoWars Life, which are the best introduction to our line of incredible supplements. You can get that package right now available at InfoWarsStore.com for the low, low price of $69.95. That is the InfoWars Total Cook Cleanse, including Super Male Vitality and Alpha Male right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Where again, as I said before, you can also get the Brain Force Plus at 25% off, our top-selling nootropic nutritional supplement. Helps you concentrate, helps you focus, helps you get work done quicker. That is available for 25% off. And if you buy that, you also get Knockout, which is our incredible sleep aid to help you rest easy at night, containing a list of ingredients that pack a punch to help you sleep better and faster. That is Knockout. You get a free bottle of Knockout when you buy BrainForce Plus at 25% off. That is a fantastic deal. Please go and take advantage of that today by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, another story up on Summit.News and InfoWars.com. Activists dressed as clowns protest Drag Queen Story Hour. Yes, that's right. Drag Queen Story Hour is still taking place, despite the fact that a bunch of pedos have been connected to it. Activists dressed as clowns interrupted a local Drag Queen Story Hour event in New Orleans to draw attention to the absurdity of the situation. There you see the sign that they were holding, Drag Queen Story Hour, adult entertainment for kids. Welcome to Clown World. So they've rolled it into the Clown World meme, which again is about taking the honk pill, which is basically about just embracing the nihilism of all this absurdity, of all this ludicrousness. Drag Queen Story Hour, which first surfaced in 2015, sees men dressed as women tour public libraries and schools across the United States and Canada reading books to children. It's so psychologically healthy for them. They're not terrified and confused at all. According to the group's website, the aim of the project is to capture the imagination of play of gender fluidity of childhood and give kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. No. You don't introduce gender fluidity to two-year-old toddlers. That's child abuse. Stay away from the damn kids. The backlash grew last month after it was revealed that a man who was charged with sexually assaulting a child was allowed to read to kids at a library in Houston. So now activists with the American Identity Movement decided to protest a Drag Queen Story Hour in New Orleans by dressing up as clowns and crashing the event. Looks like they got kicked out in a hurry, but they managed to make their point. There you can see the Panic Over Clown World meme, which is the video I made a few weeks ago. If you want to understand the true nature of Clown World and what it represents, go and watch that video right there. Meanwhile, Wisconsin mother of seven agrees to plead guilty to trying to plot ISIS terror attacks by instructing recruits on how to build bombs and poison reservoirs on hacked Facebook accounts. A Wisconsin mother of seven has agreed to plead guilty to trying to plan ISIS terror attacks. The 45-year-old agreed to plead guilty to one count of providing material to support a terrorist group in exchange for another being dropped. She called herself a housewife on a visa application to the U.S. and she plotted attacks such as poisoning a reservoir with ricin. She was arrested last year after trying to use social media to recruit other terrorists. Meanwhile, over in Brunei, of course, they passed a recent law which allows them to stone gay people to death. Now the government of Brunei, this is quite funny, given that it's a dark subject, this is quite gallows humour. The government of Brunei basically sent an angry letter to the European Parliament and said, why are you all complaining about us stoning adulterers and gay people to death, as well as thieves? Brunei basically said, this is part of our cultural diversity, and you should tolerate it if you have tolerance of Islam. So checkmate, progressives. All cultures are equal after all, right? We all buy that cultural relativist argument, apart from evil Western culture, which is capitalistic and avaricious and imperialist. Apart from that one, all the other cultures are just as good as each other. So basically, Brunei, the Islamic dictatorship, is now making the same point in an angry letter to the European Parliament, asserting that cultural diversity and tolerance of Islam should allow it to stone gay people to death without criticism. And who are you to complain about it, you privileged white liberals? The Islamic country recently introduced new punishments for the offences of theft, robbery, adultery, and sodomy. They include amputation, whipping, and stoning to death. After widespread criticism, I note that nobody marched on any embassies of Brunei in the West, certainly not in anywhere near the same numbers that people were out marching for the hysterical fairy tale, which is man-made global warming, in London. But after criticism, the government of Brunei hit back by reasserting that Islam is a, quote, way of life for its people, and that the new laws should be put into context by considering the, quote, diversity of the world we share. And who are you to judge their culture, bigot? The letter goes on to emphasize that diversities in cultural, traditional and religious values in the world means that there is no one standard that fits all, and that this necessitates tolerance. And who could argue with that, right?
That is the cultural relativism argument that leftists make when they assert that there are no bad cultures in the world and we should tolerate all cultures and all legal systems, in this case with Sharia law, and maybe you are a bigot for opposing the stoning to death of gay people. That's basically the point that the government of Brunei made in this letter, and it's the same one that leftists make on a regular basis, so checkmate progressives. Meanwhile, neighbours complain after Belgian woman hosts 100 illegal migrants in her garden. A woman in the Belgian village of Spy is causing controversy among other residents by hosting 100 migrants in her garden while they attempt to illegally reach the UK. And this is a Breitbart story. There's actually a video where these 100 migrants have just basically spread around the entire village and people are absolutely infuriated. The woman named Emmeline has hosted a number of migrants on her property for the better part of a year, but the number has grown to where they are now nearly 100 mostly African migrants camped in tents in the area. But, you know, you've got to give her credit. We've seen all the videos out of Sweden and France where they go up to people on the street, leftists, and say, do you support allowing migrants into the country? Yes. Do you support allowing migrants into people's homes? Yes. Well, here's a migrant. Are you going to take them home tonight? Are you going to give them a meal and a bed? No, don't think so. Now you see the one in France. There was another one in Sweden more recently, which was even better. But so you've got to give this Belgian woman some credit. You know, she's put her money where her mouth is. She's put her principles on the line. And she's taken in migrants into a back garden. And now there's 100 of them. The neighbors are saying that criminality has gone through the roof. And the place smells. That's what they said, not me. But again, give her credit for putting her principles on the line. And if you want to vote for governments that allow this into your country in the first place, then how dare you complain about it? Suicide rate doubles in France among police. This is out of Zero Hedge. The French police are now processing after 28 officers have committed suicide so far in 2019. This is double the amount recorded at the same time last year. The working conditions are difficult, the management is too hard. And of course, as we know, over the past, what is it, how many weeks now? It's months and months. It must be into the 20s in terms of weeks. We've had yellow vest protesters out on the streets of Paris and other major cities in France, clashing with police on a regular basis. They hate being ordered. I'm sure some of them hate being ordered to carry out the brutal measures that we've seen against the yellow vests, given that, you know, they should be on the same side as them, really, when you consider the circumstances. Now, within the first quarter of 2019, double the amount of French police officers have committed suicide. That is absolutely tragic, but it shows how France is being ripped apart right now by their globalist savior, Emmanuel Macron. Actress Emma Thompson generates 1.67 tons of CO2 on 5,400-mile flight to join climate protest. So she's flown 5,400 miles from Los Angeles to join the London Eco Warrior protest. There was a video interview where they asked her, are you going to start flying economy class to save carbon dioxide emissions? She said, God, no. Go and watch that video. It's absolutely hilarious. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Schroyer. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.